I'm Notts head coach, Peter Moores.
I'm Notts captain, Stephen Mullaney, and you're listening to the Talk of Trent Bridge podcast,
presented by Luke Fletcher.
Wickets tumbling now, and it's Samit Patel again.
Alex Hales jumps to the skies, one of the great, great one-day innings.
Nottinghamshire!
Okay, welcome to the first podcast of Notts County Cricket Club. I'm joined by legendary left-arm seamer Harry Gurney, who had a great season last year, winning two trophies, the White Ball trophies, also good contributions in the four-day stuff as well. Also, legendary physio, the best we've ever had at this club, to be honest. James Pipes is with us. Hello, welcome, lads. Good to
Hello,
have you
Fletch.
Here.
Good to be here.
Thanks, Fletch.
Yeah, good. Good to have you both there. Anyway, let's have a quick start. The season's around the corner. How do you think we're set, Pipey, from a physio's point of view?
Fletch, we're looking good. No doubt about it. The lads have put a shift in, as you well know. I think we're all getting excited and can't wait to get cracking now. It's been a good winter, solid winter. We've been building slowly up to obviously the trip up to Old Trafford and feeding the lads on a bit of rare meat, rare steak, and they're chomping at the bit to get cracking.
Yeah, we did. We had some good steak in South Africa, didn't we, H? I know Potchefstroom's a good place for you. You spent quite a lot of time there. How was that trip this time with the lads?
Yeah, it was great. Before I get started, I just want to pull you up on something. In the introduction, you described Pipey as the best physio we've ever had. I mean, that's a big shout, isn't it? Altie was a great bloke.
Yeah, John Altie was good. But personally for me, James Pipes is up there. I spent quite a bit of time with him last year, more than most people. But
Ross Hollingworth,
yeah, good physio.
Jess, the intern. Yeah, he's all right. Anyway, sorry, moving on. What was the question?
Okay, well, the question was, mate, the season's fast approaching. We've just spent a bit of time in Potchefstroom. As Pipey mentioned, we've had a good trip there away for 12 days. How did you find that trip?
Yeah, it was great. Last few years, we've gone to Barbados, which is obviously one of the most amazing places in the world. But Poch, in terms of cricket preparation, couldn't be better. It's a world-class facility. You've got everything you need within a two-minute walk of your bed, basically. So swimming pool, all the nets you could want, outfield like a carpet, running track, gym. Mm. And a restaurant, more importantly, that sells steaks the size of your head for about a fiver.
A great restaurant. Pipey, tell us about Beef Boys. This is a place where we all went every single night. Very nice and healthy. A lot of good options for the lads. But Pipey, tell us what you had every single night of this trip.
Well, Fletch, as you know, I like to lead by example, and it's important to get the protein back into your body.
Of course.
So you can rock up again and train hard next day. So, yeah, the steak was extremely nice out there. And but great to be back and can't wait to get started.
Yep, great trip. It was good. And one thing that has happened while we were away, and I think it was in Oman actually, on a bowler's camp, was the signing of Ross Taylor, who is in the form of his life. I think we all agree on that. So, Harry, talk to me a bit about Ross Taylor, what you expect from him, what you're looking forward to seeing or watching the great man do.
Well, obviously, he's a proven world-class player. I think his style of playing in all formats, he's quite wristy. He's got quite a he sweeps a lot. He plays spin really well. So in that regard, he'll probably fit quite well into our team in terms of maybe a role that Brendan Taylor played last year.
If there's anything like last year's overseas, James Pattinson, we sort of signed him quite late on as well, didn't we, Harry? And wasn't quite sure what we were going to get out of that. But in terms of overseas, surely Jimmy Patter was one of the best you played with. And if Ross Taylor can be anything similar to Jimmy, then we're in a shout of hopefully some more success this season. But another subject anyway, we'll come off that and we'll go on to another subject, a bit of ball tampering. Harry, I've seen your latest tweet on Twitter has got a few replies from the public. Would you like to explain to us exactly what your tweet was and reasons why you think that could help promote cricket in the future?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that it's worth trialling, legalising, I guess, for want of a better word, scratching the ball.
Yeah.
We maintain the shiny side of the ball by shining it constantly. I guess, what's the difference? You know, using a fingernail to scrape one side of the ball, yes, it's going to get it reversing. You've got the same aim as you have when you shine one side of the ball, to get it swinging orthodox.
Yeah.
I think there are certain games in the summer, at certain grounds, where you get periods of pretty benign cricket where the pitch is slow or it's flat and the game meanders into a draw. those fixtures could suddenly become a lot more entertaining and exciting if we were allowed to scratch the ball. I think, you know, in English conditions, the majority of the time you're going to be looking to swing the ball in an orthodox manner. But if you could stamp out those boring draws, then it's worth looking into. And look, I'm not suggesting that we bring it in immediately in the county championship this year. Let's try it in the second team for a year or two and see what happens.
Yeah, so Piper, so what do you think? You know, you played cricket as well. We're lucky at Notts to have an excellent physio who's played for 15 years in the game as well. So, you know, you've got an understanding of cricket. So, in your opinion with the ball tampering, you know, what's crossing the line and what's not?
Listen, I think it's a really interesting debate, and I think Harry certainly brings up a different perspective than what we've all been used to hearing. Extremely interesting to hear that, H. Listen, I think that there is a line, like you say. I think when you start opening your toolbox, if people have been doing or bringing external things onto the pitch to work on the ball, and that's obviously different to getting a fingernail or a bit of dirt or whatever on the park. But like you quite rightly say, you know, when we shine the ball, we're altering the ball, and we're tampering with it in what's deemed to be a legal sense. Mm. So, mate, it's a debate. I guess it's a reasonably fresh and new debate brought to light by recent events. But I'm sure we're going to talk, you know, the next couple of weeks. There's going to be a lot of discussion on it.
The other thing with it as well, actually, that I've just thought when Piper was speaking is it will level the playing field a little bit as well around the world, because let's be honest, I think we all know that over the years, and it's been well publicised at times and not so well at others, that teams do tamper with the ball. It happens. If it becomes legal and everyone can do it, I guess it levels the playing field in that regard as well. It'd be an interesting one to look at, I think.
I completely agree with you, H. Especially some of them dull, boring 4-day games in the county season that drag on a bit, and everyone sort of knows it's going to be a draw. Every supporter in the grounds just waiting for it to, you know, flick over to 5 o'clock, shake hands, and then we'll go to the next fixture. So, you know, it can be a bit boring at times, but I suppose there is a line you've got to be careful if you cross it or not. Anyway, while we're on the subject of Test cricket, Stuart Broad, who works with you, alongside you, Harry, at your pub, the Three Crowns, we'll get that out there. The Cat and Wickets company, doing a great job in Wineswold, a terrific pub called the Three Crowns. I was there on Saturday night, went to see one of our old players, didn't we, Andy Carter? But anyway, Stuart Broad taking his 400th Test wicket. What an achievement that is.
Yeah, funny you should bring up the Three Crowns, actually. It's a fantastic pub, even if I do say so myself. You know, you get real quality product at fair prices, so I'd really encourage everyone to get down there and try it. Obviously, it's my business, but I'd be saying that regardless.
H, listen, as a completely neutral, impartial sort of voice on that, the fish and chips, I've battled to find some decent fish and chips since I've left Yorkshire, and certainly the haddock and chips at the Cat and Wickets is right. Wait, up there.
I've seen it, Piper. It's not fish and chips, it's shark and chips. It is that big. Honestly, I seen it the other day. I don't like fish myself, but as fish goes, it looked pretty good. But I'm a big fan of the sausage rolls that are on the side of the bar there. I think they're £2.50, so you know, you get more than your money's worth.
Quickly becoming famous, those sausage rolls.
They are. It's a great pub.
I hate to dwell on it.
So we can't talk too much about Harry's pub. We've got a few things to cover.
We'll move on from the Three Crowns in Wimeswold. number 45 Far Street. Brodie's 400th wicket. An incredible achievement. I'm not a massive badger on stats, but I wouldn't have thought there's many bowlers in the world that have done that, let alone in an England shirt. And obviously a guy that we all know really well, a really down-to-earth guy, actually, who just loves the game and loves the contest. An amazing achievement, and maybe one, you know, I spoke to him the day it happened, and obviously it had been overshadowed a little bit by England getting bowled out for 58. But deep down he'll be ecstatic, I'm sure, and when he's finished playing, it's one of those things that he'll look back and reflect on.
Definitely. It's an amazing achievement, even to get 400 first last wickets, never mind Test wickets. It's amazing. Piper, you joined Notts a year ago. You've had a year now. You've won two trophies. Is that right? You've been a year, or is it two?
Just over a year.
Just over a year. October. This is your second year, isn't it? So you've been at the club. You won two trophies. What's it like coming to a successful club like Notts?
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. Every day you rock up to Trent Bridge, it's special. When you come here as an opposition player, it's special. It's an occasion. You know, it's a special place, obviously. But I think more importantly, it's not just the place, it's the people. The people that you come in and work with day in, day out. And every day you come in here, it feels like my first day. Every day's felt like my first day, mate. I get as excited as I do the first day I came for my interview. And I just feel very proud and privileged to be working with the people I'm working with in the club I'm at.
But yeah, I think that's the best thing about the place. Even there are people around the gates. The gatemen are lovely, aren't they? Booney, who looks after us, washes all our clothes, you know, sorts us out a few snacks and that here and there, healthy snacks, of course. yeah, just everyone around the place is amazing. We're very fortunate. We rocked up today. We come for some breakfast that was put on. We have some lunch as well, and now we're just sat here chatting away. So it's an amazing place, isn't it? And on the back of last season, Harry, where do you see we're at the minute regarding being ready for another tough season ahead?
I'd say we're ahead of where we were last year. One thing that Morsey's tweaked slightly this year, he brought the pre-season tour forward. So we went sort of a week or so probably earlier than we have done in previous years. And that's given us a bit of a head start, really. And we come back to this period now in between the tour and the start of the season. And it gives us a bit of leeway with a bit of weather around. And I think we're certainly ahead of where we are from a personal perspective. I certainly am. I broke a rib last Feb, so I'm certainly way ahead of where I was.
Well, I'm just happy I can see my ribs this time of year, so that's good for me. Don't mind breaking one. I've been ready for a bit now. Yeah, I've obviously had quite a bit of time off last year. Spent with the great man Pipey himself, chomping at the bit, ready to get playing. I'll tell you one thing that's nice. It's nice that we got Jake Ball back in it. How nice is that? What a man! He's back with us. I was a bit worried around Christmas time that we're going to miss him Broad, we're missing Bawley. I was a bit worried about our firepower, but it's great to know that he's going to be charging in at Old Trafford, isn't it, Pipey?
Absolutely. It brings not just on the pitch, but like you say, off the pitch. He's a very popular member of the team. Brings a lot of humour, and he's a pleasure to sort of work with. So we're great to have the lad back.
And also, just sorry to interject there,
no worries,
Samit back from the PSL, he's done really well over there.
Yep.
And Mark Footit, I think everyone, all the Notts members and all the players, looking forward to seeing him back in a Notts shirt on a consistent basis, and he's a real match winner, so a great addition to the squad.
Yeah, I played with Footy all my life, really, when I was a young kid at Papwick and Limby. And he was bowling 90 mile then, so to see him in his good nick and doing the same things now is amazing. If you just get a chance to look at his stats, they're absolutely phenomenal. And he's just one of them people you want in your team. He's gone away, worked hard at Derbyshire, and really has fine-tuned his game with the staff there, and he's joined Pipey and made the right move for me down the Brian Clough way. So. Anyway, just want to say thank you to you, James, and to you, Harry, for giving us your time today and for being involved in the first ever Notts podcast. So congratulations to you, and I'm sure we'll catch up throughout the season.
Thanks, Fletch. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having us. It's been good
thank
fun.
You. Cheers. Thanks.